Hot 105, learning to swim is a must if you live in South Florida. With us from the YMCA of South Florida, we have Cullen Crilly. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
The YMCA of South Florida, you have a program called Swim Jenny, free opportunity to learn to swim that starts today for children and adults.
The YMCA of South Florida is kicking off our annual Swim for Jenny program. And Swim for Jenny is a program we hold every year to teach everyone in our community to swim with free swim lessons at all five pools we have across the county.
And the title of these free swimming lessons are Swim for Jenny, and explain who Jenny was.
So Jenny was a 13-year-old girl who passed away from drowning, sadly, and the YMCA got together with her family to make sure that no other person has to go through that same suffering that Jenny did, and no other family suffered the same way that Jenny's family did. It was really heartbreaking. She actually was already signed up for swim lessons and drowned just a week before she completed them, which is why it's so imperative that everyone gets those lessons, because you don't realize what risk you have being in that water until the moment comes.
Free swim lessons. What are your locations in South Florida?
Our Swim for Jenny locations are going to be operating out of our Weston location, Pembroke Pines location, Hollywood, Hollandale, and our newest location in Fort Lauderdale, the L.A. Lee YMCA Mizell Community Center down in Sistra.
Pembroke Pines location is located at 501 Southwest 172nd Avenue in Pembroke Pines. Hollywood location is located 3161 Taft Street in Hollywood, right around the corner from Hot 105. The Hollandale Beach location is at 501 Southeast 1st Avenue in Hollandale, and L.A. Lee Mizell at 1401 Northwest 6th Street. And these swim lessons will be for adults and children starting today, all this week.
These swim lessons are for children and adults, so anyone of any age is welcome to come on down and get themselves a lesson to learn to swim. We believe that swimming is a life skill, and no time is too late to learn to swim. In fact, just yesterday I was attending a swim lesson to someone who was in their 30s for the first time getting in the water and learning to swim.
What should they bring?
Anyone who's coming down for one of these lessons should bring their goggles, swimsuit, and their towel. You don't need too much. We'll get you in the water. We'll get you comfortable. We'll teach you all the basics to make sure you can stay safe around the water. Think about it. South Florida is surrounded by water wherever we are, with all the lakes and rivers and beaches and pools and even bathtubs. So having some real basic swim safety and water safety understanding is the key to staying safe throughout our summer and the year beyond.
This swimming program, now until when?
So Swim for Jenny is from March 25th to March 29th. We'll have free swim lessons throughout that entire week. You can sign up for one lesson or many. We encourage you to sign up for multiple lessons because we really want to make sure you get that practice in. The swim skills we teach you really become muscle memory for either you or for your children. And if you don't know how to swim, you're welcome to come and join as well, too. Even if you're not young, like I said, adults need to know how to swim, too. And it becomes much more likely that your kids will be effective swimmers if you also are a strong, effective swimmer.
Contact.
For more information, you can check out ymcasouthflorida.org/swimforjenny. That's J-E-N-N-Y. ymcasouthflorida.org/swimforjenny. J-E-N-N-Y. So if you have any questions at all about how safe your children are or how strong their swimming level is, you're also able to stop into any of our YMCAs, take part in our Test Mark Protect program, where we will put your child in the pool and evaluate their swimming skills, not just so they can swim at our pools, but so you know how strong their swimming skills are, even when you're at home or at the beach as well.
Swim for Jenny is held between what hours?
So the Swim for Jenny program is held all day long, around 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock in that range.
Basically 1 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Yep, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. still has slots available at our pools. We've got pools in Weston and Pembroke Pines and Hollywood and Hollandale, and we have our newest pool in Fort Lauderdale at the L.A. Lee YMCA Mizell Community Center, right in the heart of Sistrunk. One thing we really want everyone to know is, even if you can't get out for Swim for Jenny, we really want you to know the three steps to water safety. The first one is adult supervision. If you or your kids are in and around water, make sure there's one dedicated adult who always has their eyes on the water, who's watching so they can react if something happens. The second thing is always have alarms and barriers, especially if you have a home pool. You should know if someone leaves the house, if a child gets into the backyard, or if a child enters the water of the pool. Make sure you have alarms and barriers so there's no way that could happen without your knowledge. And the third one, of course, is learning to swim. That's what this week is all about. Keep themselves safe in water. Please, please, please come on out to Swim for Jenny and get those free swim lessons.
All this week, Swim for Jenny. Free swim lessons from the YMCA of South Florida. Cullen Crilly, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Rodney.